Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at each personal month forecast for June 2023. Before you listen to your personal month forecast, make sure that you check the calculation because it is different from calculating the life path number. So you want to make sure you're listening to the right one. Now, this, of course, is a general forecast. If you want to get more specific and look at your own personal numerology and your own personal forecast, go ahead and book some time with me. I would love to take a look and to work with you. My information is in the description box below. All right, let's take a deep dive. Personal month four. So if you are in a personal month four for June, you could see some things come up for you this month around the home, your physical body, anything that needs you to take a closer look at the foundation, so to speak, right? So with your career, something like that, or a relationship, it might bring into focus again where there might be some fault lines that need to be addressed, taken care of, right? Addressed and taken care of and shifted in some way. Four energy is going to put pressure on wherever there is, again, some kind of fault line where the foundation is not solid, okay? And it doesn't mean that it's going to be uncomfortable, but it certainly may not be comfortable either. It usually forces us to sort of get serious about and really take a close look at what's not working so that we can find a solution to make it work, right? Or to release it or to whatever, but to fix it in some way. So you may see things sort of slow down this month a little bit, right? Where it can feel like you've sort of started walking through mud a little bit. But really what it's doing is this energy is, again, think of it as like checkpoint energy. It's going to ask you to check in with yourself, to take a closer look at the details, to see, again, what's not working, what could use a little bit of adjustment, what area of life needs a little TLC, where is it that you're trying to skip steps that those steps cannot be skipped? Or if you skip steps, you're just going to have to come back and fix them because those steps are needed type thing. Again, career, relationships, things around the home. So if you're doing any kind of renovations around the home, you know, this energy is going to be, again, think of it as like checkpoint energy. It's just going to come in and say, are you doing it right the first time so that you don't have to come back and expend more energy on it later on, right? So just pay attention to anything that comes up for you around relationships, around career, and really anywhere in life, right? That's really asking you to put your focus and your energy in this space to see where is it that you could clean it up a little bit, right? You could see, again, because four energy does focus on the home, whether that is the home of the soul, right, the body, or the actual physical structure of your house, you could see some things come up around that. So if there's anything that's sort of been chronic health issues or something like that, you could see some solutions come in for you there or ways to manage it, right? A lot of times with four energy, it's going to ask us to commit to something to manage it long term. So you could see some things come in around commitments, right? So again, there may be some work that you need to have done in the home and you have to have contractors come in and that could take some time, those sort of things. But anything that the four brings your attention to, make sure that you address it. This isn't something where you want to let it go or you want to avoid it. This is something that it's coming to your attention for a very specific reason. And the four is very, it's a strong energy for making sure that we do the work, right? Making sure that we take care of whatever it's asking us to take care of so that, you know, a year down the road, we don't have this big mess that we then have to clean up. So it's working for us, even though sometimes it can feel like it's working against us, because it can be a slower moving energy. It can require patience. So there may be some things where you were looking for some gratification that you may just not see it come in just yet. You may find that you need to put in a little bit extra work towards whatever this is. But just know the four will ask you to commit and put in the labor, but it also brings the rewards. It's also going to ask you, is your heart still in it, right? So you might see things come up around relationships or your job or things to do with self that you're the four energy is going to ask you, is your heart still in it? The four energy is a very heart-led energy. It's also very intuitive. So if your heart's not in something, but you're committed to it, you really need to kind of look at why you're so committed to it if you really don't want to be, right? There may be legitimate reasons, and that's great, but the four is going to ask you to at least look at it, check in with it, and make sure that you're on the path that you actually want to be on, right? Because why, you know, this lifetime is not that long. So the four is going to say, are you making the most of your time here, right? Are you committed to something you don't even want to be committed to? And if so, what are you going to do about it, right? Remember, four energy is very solution focused. It wants to come up with a solution so that everybody in the situation benefits. Now, June 3rd, we have a full moon. And for you all, this is bringing up the energy of the two. So we do have this energy of relationships, relating, coming together, balance, harmony, mending something, right? Coming in around this full moon. So something may be coming to culmination or being highlighted at this time as it has to do with relating to others. This could very much be about collaboration as well, working with others, really working with others, right? Not just, you know, you being the leader and them following, but really collaborating, seeing eye to eye, seeing each other as equals, bringing things into balance. This can also be, again, because you're under that four influence, this can also be around this full moon, checking in with yourself to see where you're out of balance and where it is that you can make some adjustments to bring yourself back into balance, whether that's, you know, anywhere within the holistic health, right? Body, mind, spirit. So pay attention to whatever comes in for you, wherever you're feeling that pressure come in around this full moon, as it has to do with relating. This two energy is also probably going to ask you to become the observer in a situation where if you're too immersed in the situation or too emotionally attached to the situation, you're not seeing the full picture, right? It's almost impossible to do that when we're too in it. So this two energy around this full moon could really highlight something for you that you need to pull back from and see the bigger picture and see all sides of the situation so that you can then see where the disconnect is happening and then come in and reconnect, right? So again, whether that's body, mind, spirit, or in an actual relationship or in your career, whatever the case may be. But this full moon is acting as sort of a catalyst for highlighting wherever that is that needs your attention. And then the four is going to say, fix that foundation, right? And commit to fixing that foundation, even if it's uncomfortable. Around June 18th, we have a new moon. And for you all, it's bringing in the energy of the eight. So you could see career, money, resources, your status really highlighted at this time. You could also see, I would say there could be something that comes in for you all around finances as it affects the home. That could come in again because you're under this influence of the four. But one thing I will say, you've got very strong manifesting energy that you're working with all this month because you've got the energy of the four, the two, and the eight, which these are all part of the manifesting triad. So there is absolutely something here that wants to be fixed or birthed or created or manifested into the physical reality, right? Following your heart center, because again, you're going to keep being brought back to that. Do you actually want this? Because if you don't, why are you putting all your money, energy, resources into it? But there's definitely something here for you all about manifesting something. And, you know, really with, especially with numerology and the way I see it is, in order to manifest something, we play a key role in that, right? We have to be the creator of whatever that is. And so, and put in the effort. And so the four, the two, and the eight will really probably highlight for you what that is and then give you that boost of confidence or energy or assistance that you need to create whatever this is. So pay attention to what comes in for you around where it is that you're the expertise, where it is that you are meant to, or where it is that you're feeling drawn towards working towards, right? Four energy can also bring into focus work, how we exert ourselves, how we contribute. So pay attention to that, because like I said, you've got some very strong manifesting energy that you're working with this month. And there's something that you're meant to have the vision, hold the vision, commit to it, and probably collaborate and work with others. So I would think that you'll probably see that sort of come in very strongly around this new moon, so around the 18th. So just keep your eyes peeled for that. But this is a new start. This is something new, potentially different, or building upon something that you've already started, but that has the potential to be very successful. So, but again, pay attention to the details. Take your time. Go step by step. Don't try to skip steps. This is something, again, that you are committing to for the long haul. Anything we start under four energy, typically we're in it for the long haul. Okay. No instant gratifications there. One last thing I'll say is with eight energy, that's the bigger picture. That's the vision, right? And then the four energy dials it down to the details. So again, you are really working with really strong manifesting energy here. And then the two energy that you'll have around that full moon brings the people, right? Is the collaboration. So really big energy for you all for manifesting this month. I hope it's a great one. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.